AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It may be the first trace of an airliner that vanished almost a year and a half ago. A wing part that washed up on Reunion Island in the western Indian Ocean may be from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared with 239 people on board. Aviation expert Philip Butterworth Hayes.
This is the first tangible proof about what happened to the aircraft. For the families of the people who've gone down, this is both extremely bad news, but also it's the start of coming to terms with something.
Bad news, say experts, because if this piece is from Flight 370, it means the plane crashed somewhere. Some family members had been holding out hope that the plane had managed to land safely someplace. Next year's Summer Olympics will be in Rio de Janeiro, where we have discovered the athletes will be swimming and boating in waters contaminated with human sewage. Here's our Shirley Smith with a report that is not for the squeamish.
Brazilian officials have assured that the water will be safe, but the government doesn't test for viruses. Competitors training there have already come down with fevers, vomiting, and diarrhea. Beaches are deserted because the surf is thick with putrid sludge, and periodic die-offs leave the Olympic lake littered with rotten fish.
In court 2 hours from now, the now-fired University of Cincinnati police officer charged with murder in the killing of a black motorist.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
The rally last night in front of the county courthouse. Officer Ray Tensing's lawyer says Tensing feared for his life when he fired at Samuel DeBose, hitting him once in the head. The prosecutor calls it a senseless killing that followed a, quote, chicken crap traffic stop. Day 7 of the search now for those two missing South Florida teenage boaters who disappeared in the Atlantic. This is AP Radio News. Tom Brady is taking his fight over his Deflategate suspension to social media and federal court. Meanwhile, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft backed the three-time Super Bowl MVP, saying he was wrong to put his faith in the league.
Robert Kraft has been known as being a good friend of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and a company man when it came to league business. With Tuesday's decision by Goodell to not reduce or eliminate Tom Brady's four-game suspension, Kraft went on the offensive.
The league still has no hard evidence of anybody doing anything to tamper with the PSI levels of footballs.
Back in May, Kraft accepted harsh league penalties for his team's alleged involvement in deflating footballs. He said he did that to give the league and Goodell an out in dealing with the Brady suspension.
I was wrong to put my faith in the league.
This is Jack Briggs.
Gas prices still going down. It's $2.67 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.